Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 2, we were talking about how the doctrine of Christ is shown through the daily life of the dedicated Christian. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
There are a lot of terrible things that go on today. There's pornography, alcohol, drugs, movies, liberalism, socialism, humanism, rock music, religious rock music. And we think that those are the things that are going to destroy America. And my friend, it is Christians that will keep America from being destroyed. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But if we don't repent, and we don't fight against this, and we don't fight against the sin of the world, we don't stand for our Christ, and we don't take the stand that we ought to in our churches and in our homes and in our personal lives, then my friend, it won't be those terrible things that bring our destruction. It'll be Christians that didn't do what they ought to do, just like Israel. Now, my friend, Christians must commit to follow this book of books. Commit yourself to seek His holiness. Keep your church and your personal life holy instead of worldly. You see, there is no license for worldly conduct. See, Israel was praying there. We just read in Isaiah 58, and God found their prayer abominable. Imagine that. You're praying, but God says your prayer is an abomination. You see, the high priest had to offer a sacrifice for his own sin before he could come into the Holy of Holies and offer another sacrifice for the sin of the people. But those sacrifices all showed that the approach unto God must be holy. It must be separated from sin and dedicated unto Him. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and pleasure. You cannot serve God and your worldly instincts. You see, our call is to present our bodies living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God. My friend, the salvation that you and I have teaches us to deny ungodliness. It teaches us to deny worldly lust. But it does teach us then the positives. And those positives are living soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. In this present world. Did you get that? Matter of fact, verse 10 of Titus chapter 2 says that we're to adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Adorn. Wear it like cosmetics. The doctrines of Christ. Live by them. Let people, when they see you, see the doctrine of God's Word in your daily living. That's what our salvation is to do in our present life. My friend, is salvation doing that for you? Are you letting the Lord do that in you and through you? So, Christian, commit to follow this book. Keep your church and your personal life holy instead of worldly, realizing there's not a license for worldly conduct. And then thirdly, prayer. Pray. But pray a prayer that God recognizes because you're separating from sin and you're dedicating yourself to Him and His holiness. Be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. The next, serve the Lord through your local church. Remember, you are a representative of Jesus Christ wherever you go. And because He has ordained the local church, you're Christ's representative for a holy, faithful church in your community. So be faithful. Witness. Be pure. Be moral. Now, the question stands is, do you love God enough first, and then your country enough second, to preserve it safely by being a sold-out, dedicated Christian? Are you that type of Christian now? And my friend, you can't be a dedicated, sold-out Christian if Jesus Christ, first of all, is not your Savior. You see, you're not prepared to live until you're prepared to die. You're not prepared to die until you're prepared to meet God. And you're not prepared to meet God until you meet and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I've said this before, and let me say it again. Death is the king of terrors, Job 18, verse 14. It is a dreadful thing to face the king of terrors without the king of kings. And yet Jesus Christ wants to save your soul. And He will. What must you do? Admit your need. Admit that you're a sinner. The Bible says in Romans 3:10, there's none righteous. No, not one. That includes this preacher. It includes any man on the face of this earth right now. And we see that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Not only have we all sinned, but He says we come short. That means we continually come short of the glory of God. And the glory of God is Jesus Christ. And we continually come short of Jesus Christ. So admit that you're a sinner and realize you cannot save yourself. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, understand, salvation is God's gift to you. In Romans 6:23, He says, for the wages of sin, we're all sinners. The wages of sin didn't say a big sin. A certain type of sin just said, for the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. The wages, what we've earned, is to go to hell. That's what we have coming to us. But the gift of God, my friend, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, it's not something you can earn. It's something that God wants to give you. What must you do? You must repent. Acts 17:30, it says that God commandeth all men everywhere now to repent, because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world. Repent. Have a change of mind. Turn from depending on yourself and depending on being religious or any other thing, and trust solely on the shed blood of Jesus Christ paying the penalty for your sins and His resurrection from the dead 3 days later. Realize you can't be good enough, and you'll never do anything that will make you deserve heaven. You have hell coming to you without Christ. Believing that Jesus Christ did shed His blood on the cross and die for you, and that 3 days later He rose from the dead, call upon Him to save you. Romans 10:9, 10, and 13 says this, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, Jesus said that the way to Him is straight and narrow. In other words, there's not many ways to heaven. There's not many ways to God. All the religions of the world, they don't worship the same God. We can't say that, oh yeah, they just call Him by a different name. No. There's only one name whereby you can be saved. There's only one name given among men whereby you may be saved. Acts 4:12 tells us. and that is the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. If you call that narrow and you don't like it, my friend, just understand this. Don't try to call Jesus good. You're standing against him because he says he's the only way, and he is. And my friend, he come to this earth because he loves you. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, he wants to save your soul, and he will, if you will receive him and call upon him to save you. In John 1:12, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. My friend, why not right where you are right now, call upon the Lord for your salvation? I'm going to form a prayer that asks the Lord to save. Now, the prayer that I pray will only be words if you don't mean it from your heart. But if you're wanting to turn from depending on yourself and trust Christ with your eternity and to be saved so that when you die, you're taken to heaven, then pray this prayer right where you are right now. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I've got a booklet titled Building Blocks that I would like to send. This is a booklet that will instruct you on doctrine, how to pray, how to study the Bible to get more from it, how to lead another soul to Christ, and many other things that you'll need for your new Christian life. And I want you to have that absolutely free. Just write us, say, Brother Andy, I've asked the Lord to save me, and I'll send you that booklet. Now, you might already be saved, but you would like to have that booklet to be able to help others. Then, my friend, if you'll write, I'll send that to you if you'll use that book to help disciple a new convert or another person in Christ. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. You are our best advertisement. As a matter of fact, we don't advertise outside of this broadcast itself. We depend on you. So, my friend, please tell others about us. And may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.